Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kalam Daf Ayin Beis, and we're starting Ayin Aleph Amud Beis with the brand new halacha, Halacha Beis, and a Vilna Tzuras Hadaf, it's on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we begin by talking about Kalayim of animals, and we know that the Isra of Kalayim of animals is A, in mating them, we're not allowed to mate two different types of animals together, and also in regards to them doing work together, or being hitched together pulling the same wagon or load. So Mishnah tells us, Behema and Behema, V'chayo im Chayo, a domesticated animal with another type of domesticated animal, or a wild animal with another wild animal, behema im chaya, v'chaya im behema, or tamea im tamea, utahira im tahira, a non-kosher animal with another non-kosher animal, or a kosher animal with another kosher animal, tamea im tahira, utahira im tamea, or non-kosher with a kosher and vice versa, a surin, it's usher to do all the following with them, lachresh, to plow with them together, v'limshech, or to have them pull a load together, ulahanig, or to lead them attached to a wagon together. The mission continues, ayin bayis amun alf on the top, hamanig, someone who leads them attached to a wagon, sefik isar abayim, the fellow who's the manig gets malchus, by Yoshev Bakarain, and someone who simply sits on the wagon, Sefik is Arbaim. Let's say there's a wagon going, being pulled by a horse and a cow, and a fellow runs up from behind and just jumps on top, and he's not leading the animals, he's not doing anything, he's simply sitting there, he's still going to get malchus. However, a mayor Piter of Mayor Patras him for malchus. And lastly, the mission tells us, Vashlishis, a third animal, Shikshur Litsu Asayan, which is tied to their ropes, Asura is also Asur. So let's say he has a cow and a horse pulling a wagon, and then he attaches a third animal to them, not to the wagon, but just to these animals, that's still usser. I think where it begins by mentioning the first part of the Mishnah, behema and behema v'chulu, and we say as follows, now talking about mating animals together. Yachol, one might think that lo yehei mamid zacharim eitzal nekevos, unekevos eitzal zacharim, that one is not allowed to stand males next to females of a different type, or females next to males of a different type, because eventually they're going to mate with each other, so you might say that's usser. Tam loyim, that's why the pasuk says, behem t'chalei sarbia, don't be marbia, don't mate your animals together. What do we learn from here? Ein at usser el milarbia. You're only usser from physically mating them together, meaning taking one animal and placing it on top of the other to mate them. Aval mamad is a zchar mates on the kevus, and kevus hates al zcharim. You are allowed to stand males next to females and females next to males, even though they're of different types and even though they might eventually mate with each other. Now the Gemara just explains why one would think that this is asur, because when a person physically mates two different animals together, why is that asur? V'chi ma'asa ma'isa? Did the person himself do a ma'isa? He didn't do the ma'isa of mating. The animals did the physical action of mating with each other. All he did was place one on top of the other. So what did he do wrong? Didn't he just simply place one animal on top of the other? And even though he didn't actually do the ma'isa of mating, he's still ivern iser ulefi daita hu metil, because he did that with his das. He did that with his knowledge, placing one on top of the other, knowing that they're now going to mate. So you might think that if he places males next to females, that's done mi daitai, and they're going to eventually mate. So he should be ivern when he does that. Kamash Malan, the pasuk's telling us that no, males and females of different types are allowed to be placed next to each other, even though eventually they're probably going to end up mating. And the word continues, Isi ben Akavya Omer, Isi ben Akavya says, Asur lirkai v'algabe preida mikal v'chaymer. One is not allowed to ride on a mule because of a kal v'chaymer. Now, a mule is kalayim between a horse and a donkey, and one is not allowed to ride a mule. What's a kal v'chaymer? Umayim b'begadim. When we're talking about kalayim of clothing, otherwise known as shatnes, sha'at mutter lobaj zalzeh, you're allowed to wear one on top of the other. You're allowed to wear a garment made out of linen and then place a garment of wool on top of that. At oyser b'tar v'yson, you are usher to wear a mixture of wool and linen together. So behema shat usher lahanik baba zuim zu, animals which are not allowed to be led one next to the other, like kol shekanat usher lirkavalel, isn't it for sure usher to ride on top of an animal, which is a combination of two different minim? And that's the reason why, according to Isi ben Akavya, one's not allowed to ride on a mule, because a mule itself is kalayim. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second, we have a pasuk that tells us, v'yirkavu ishal pir davayinusu, that each man rode on his mule and he ran away. And this was talking about Yiddin at the times of David HaMelech, so we see that you are allowed to ride on a mule. The Gemara says, no, ein lemedim al malchus, we can't learn from malchus. This was a story where they were running away from Avshalom, David HaMelech's son, and they were afraid they were going to be killed. And this was a situation of pikuach nefesh, and that's where they were allowed to ride on their mules. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv, but it says in the pasuk, "V'rekavtem es Shlomi bini al pirdasher li." You should ride Shlomi on my mule. So we see David HaMelech gave explicit instructions to put Shlomi HaMelech on his mule. So Gemara answers, "No, birir misheshes mebreishes haisa." David HaMelech's mule was a creation from Sheshes Imei Bereshes, and it was not your standard mule, which is a product of a horse and a donkey. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chaim bar Ukva, b'shem Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Amar. Rav Chaim bar Ukva says in the name of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, Hamane Gekoyle B'Kelayim Loike. If a person leads Kelayim animals, two different animals, just with his voice, he simply calls out to them, come on, let's go, and they move because of that, so he's going to get Malchus. It's as if he actually did the Maisa of being Manig them. And Vitani can we have a brass just like this. Now this brass is not talking about Kelayim, it's talking talking about a shoyel. If a person borrows an animal from his friend, so he's chayav for certain things if something happens to that animal. And the question is, when is the animal considered to be in the shoyel's rishus? So the Braisa tells us, hinhiga, if he led the animal, himshicha, if he pulled it, kara la ubas acharav, if he called to it and it came after him, nischayav bal shalom b'shoyel. He would now be chayav to pay for it if something happens, because now he's officially a shoyel. So we see that simply calling to an animal and it moves because of that is like he actually did the maisa. As the Gemara of Atani Shmuel, Shmuel taught, let's say a person is standing outside his Tchum Shabbos, ukrola, and he calls to his animal, ubas acharav, and it comes to him. Hare's a putter, he's putter. And we know that a person's animal is not allowed to go outside his Tchum, the same way he's not allowed to. And over here we see that he called to his animal, it left its Tchum, and he's not over for that. Well, why not? I thought we just said that Kol is like a Maisa. So the Gemara answers no. Taman, ledaito him aleches. Over there it's going based off of its own das. It sees its owner a little bit away, its owner called to it, come on, come over here, and it likes its owner, and it's not being forced to go. His Kol is making it go. Baram Hacha, however, over here when we're dealing with Kalayim, akarcha him aleches. It's going against its will. When two animals are hitched together, and he's yelling at them, come on, move along, pull the load. So they're going against their will, and that's why his Kol is considered a Maisa. Billy Marketing is asking, Vatani, we have a brassa that says that Kol is not anything. What's this brassa referring to? So we know that an Eved Kenani, a non-Jewish Eved, goes free if his master either blinded him or made him deaf. And the brassa tells us, if the master banged a wall right next to its Eved's eye, and because of that sound, the Eved became blind. Or Keneged Aznai V'Charsha, he made a really loud noise next to the Eved's ear and made him deaf because of that. Lo Yatzel Cheiros, the Eved doesn't go free. So we see that Kol is not considered like a Maisa. Ayin Beis Omer Aleph on top, the Gemara answers, Amar Rab Elazar Rab Yosi, Kum Rab Yosi, Rab Elazar Rab Yosi said in front of Rab Yosi, Shanyahi, that case is different, Shehu Yachal of Rayach, because the Eved could have ran away. He didn't have to stay there when this really loud noise was being made. And Teidel Chashu King, you should know that that's true, Detani, because the Braisa says, Tafas Bay Harei Zechayiv, that if the master grabbed his Eved and yelled in his ear, so then he'd be chayiv for making him deaf. And that's because the Eved couldn't run away. And in that case, Kol is considered like a Maisa. So we don't have a question from this Braisa. I think more continues to explain the Mishnah Yeshiv, Bakar, and Vechulu. We had learned that there's machlokes between the Rabban and Reb Meir if a person simply sits in a wagon which is being pulled by two different animals. The Rabban said that he's chayiv, and Reb Meir said he's potter. Now the Gemara explains, Rabban Amrin Mishkal Hu. The Rabban say that's because there's a balance of weight. Whereas Reb Meir Amar ain't a Mishkal, Reb Meir says the weight doesn't make a difference. Now what does this mean? So often when we have two animals pulling a load, the weight isn't evenly distributed, and it's difficult for them to pull it. Now when this fellow jumps on the wagon, his weight now balances everything out, and therefore the animals can pull the wagon with greater ease because of him. So that's why the Rabbanan say that he's chayav for Kilayim even though all he did was sit in the wagon, because they're pulling the wagon due to him. Whereas Rav Meir says, his weight makes no difference, therefore he's not chayav. Now lastly, the Mishnah told us, Vashlishas Shikshur V'chulu, that if a third one is tied to the wagon, he's chayav for that as well, even though it's not necessarily pulling it. Now the Gemara just tells us about the historical progression of how many animals usually would pull a wagon or chariot. Bar Rishayin originally, Lo Hayu El Ashtayim, only two animals would pull a chariot. The Chesiv Kaz says in the Pasuk, when Pari led Yosef through the streets, by Yerkav Yosef Merkevis HaMishnah Asher Loi, he led him in his Merkevis HaMishnah. Amad Pari, but then Pari got up, V'asa Shalosh, and he made it normal to attach three animals to a chariot. The Chesiv, because it says, when Pari chased the Yidin after he left Mitzrayim, V'shalishim Al Kuloi, and Shalishim is a lashon of three animals. And then Amda Malchus HaRashah, V'asa Oysan Arba, the evil kingdom, which is referring to Rome, they established that four animals pulls a chariot. And now moving on to Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah tells us, Ein kashen as a sus, loy b'tzdade akarin, v'loy la'achar akarin. One is not allowed to tie a horse to the side of a wagon, if the wagon's being pulled by cows, for example, and not even to the back of the wagon. And tomorrow's Gemara, we're going to explain why that's usur. And furthermore, v'loyis livdikos l'gmalim, one is not allowed to attach a livdikos type of camel to other camels, because these are considered like two different minim. Even though a livdikos camel is a type of camel, it's still a different type of camel than a regular camel, so no attaching them together. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda says, Kolin oyladim min asus, any animal which is born from a horse, meaning its mother's a horse, afal pisha avien chamar, even though the father's a donkey, mutar nzaimze, these animals are allowed to be mated with each other. V'chein hanoyladim min chamar, also animals that are born from a mother who's a donkey, afal pisha avien sus, even though the father's a horse, mutar nzaimze, they're permitted to be mated with each other. Aval hanoyladim min asus, im hanoyladim min chamar, asur nzaimze, but an animal whose mother is a horse is not allowed to be mated with an animal whose mother's a donkey. Now the Gemara quotes the first part of the Mishnah, Ein kashen es asos, lo yitzdadi akarein v'lo achar akarein. One is not allowed to tie a horse to the side of a wagon or behind the wagon. And Tani, we have a brass that says, Rav Meir Paiter, Rav Meir Paters, that a person is not going to be chayv for tying a horse to the side or behind the wagon, even though the wagon is being pulled by a different type of animal. However, the Gemara clarifies, Im hay mesayoi, if this horse is helping out with the wagon, bein b'mala, bein b'yirida, whether when going up the hill, let's say he helps pull the wagon as they're going up, or down the hill, he helps slow the descent of the wagon. So now, Kamaidim Shu Usr, everyone agrees, meaning even Rav Meir agrees that it is Usr, because then the horse is helping out. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with two different understandings in Shitas Chachamim, why it is that a horse is not allowed to be tied to the side or behind the wagon. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.